He looks so easy. So easy to manipulate. The new guy at the cafe. Just another shy, inexperienced waiter. One of the nerdy boys. The kind you enjoy toying with. If your looks and charm aren't enough, you can always rely on your cunning to do the job. Someday you'll crush him. And as always, you'll relish in his defeat. Putting on your most endearing smile, you raise your hand to get his attention. Moments pass. He doesn't see you. He doesn't even notice you. He's too busy serving other customers. A gorgeous-looking girl seated a few tables away. Maybe he's just straight up ignoring you. The idea of being ignored by someone like him, it causes the anger to burn in your chest. You find yourself staring at him, looking for the chance to strike out and ensnare him. He finally turns his attention away from that bitch. Such a cheap slut, trying to steal him away from you. The thought of someone stealing him from right under your nose makes you uncomfortable. And so extremely jealous. You're quick to rationalize these feelings as normal. Covert sadism has always been your strong suit. It's only natural for you to want your prey all to yourself, isn't it?
Did you want to order something, miss?
Your thoughts interrupted, you look up and realize the soft voice belongs to him. Now he's finally looking at you. Straight at you. His glare. Well, no, his eyes are too gentle for that description. They are gentle and warm. And gentle and warm and strong. And piercing. Staring directly into your soul. These warm and strong eyes. Strong. And demanding. So, so demanding. His voice draws your attention again, rips your mind violently out of the daydream. What was the daydream about again? Oh, right. His eyes. Confident in your own strength, you seek out those eyes once again, as you prepare the first of many seductive lines that will ultimately bring him to his eyes. They're gray. Gentle eyes. Beautiful eyes. Beautiful and strong. Strong and demanding. Eyes so full of desire, just as you expected. Of course this geek would desire you. He's probably already soaking his pants from being so hot for you. So hot. You like feeling hot. It feels kind of nice to know that he's lusting for you. But you don't understand why. He's way below your class anyway. Still, he is kind of cute. And gentle. And demanding. His eyes. So strong. Almost as if they alone could swallow you up completely. You would sink deep into the gray ocean of his eyes. Deeper and deeper until it covered you completely. Completely covered in his...
Are you okay, miss?
Another interruption. Another escape from your daydreaming. Your head is spinning now, and it's hard to focus on the situation at hand. What was the question again? It takes all of your strength to lick your dry lips and open your mouth. Your reply is a feeble reassurance. Yes, you are fine. You just need something to drink. For some reason, you feel like saying more. Actually, you feel like asking for more. Maybe he could help you pull yourself together if you ask nicely. You could ask on your knees you could beg. Just a bit. And just for fun, of course. It's not like you want to kneel down in front of him. You would never do that. Not with him. Except, perhaps, to disappear into his eyes. Looking up at him from the floor would be like looking up at the sky. Looking up into his everlasting eyes is like looking into the vastness of space itself. Beautiful, haunting, and scary all at the same time. But scary? Really? How could you even think of being scared when the sensation makes you feel safe and free? Now this poor guy, the one you'd set out to bring down, he makes you feel relaxed and safe. His eyes fill you with warmth. Everything seems so easy in his presence. Easy and difficult.
What do you want to drink, lovely?
His audacity catches you off guard. How dare he call you something like that? As if he knows you. Knows you. Well, he kind of does, doesn't he? His eyes are familiar. Safe. They make you feel protected. Appreciated. A part of you reasons that if his eyes are familiar, then so should the rest of him be. So you do actually know him. Logical, right?
I bet you want a milkshake.
His ignorance is pathetic. You hate milkshakes. He knows this very well, and still he suggests it. He deserves to be... What was it you had planned to do to him earlier?
You're probably a bit too old for something like that. But I'll make you one, if you insist.
He's so stupid. So stupid. And cute, too. A part of his suggestion makes you want to laugh out loud, to embarrass him in public, maybe even belittle him in front of the slut from earlier. But no matter how hard you try, no laughter escapes your throat. You try to say something instead, but your mouth is dry. It's so dry. Perhaps it would be best to have a drink. Not a milkshake, of course, but something else. Something with alcohol in it. Something to sharpen you up. You close your eyes, struggling with this sudden inability to speak. Say something. Anything. Water. Beer. Wine. Soda. Even something as simple as help. Anything except yes. Horrified, you hear the word escape from your lips. Yes. An acknowledgement of his suggestion. You don't want it. Not a milkshake. That thick, creamy substance. Anything but that.
Milkshake it is, then.
He sounds so cheerful. Almost giddy. Like serving you a milkshake is the best thing in the world. It's kind of cute. Isn't it? No, it isn't. Well, yes, it is. Which is it? It's difficult to decide. A big smile appears on his face, and he reaches out a hand toward you.
Come with me into the kitchen.
Is that a command? There's a touch of authority in his voice now. Something assertive and confident. Not at all something you expected from him. It takes your breath away completely. Without warning, it feels as though you just turn off, and your body slumps forward in the chair. But he saves you. Of course he does. His arms, surprisingly strong for someone of his frame and posture, catch you and help you up again. What would you do without such a sweet boy like him? He helps you to your feet. You cling to him as the two of you make your way toward the door behind the counter. Your eyelids threaten to close shut, but the soft voice in your ear keeps you awake, barely awake. You really feel the need now, the need for something, something refreshing, something energizing. The need is so great that it blocks out any concern or doubt. You aren't even disgusted by the thought of drinking a milkshake anymore. If he can help you, then... And then the door opens up and you're blinded by a strong light and you briefly lose track of everything around you.
Oops, don't fall now, lovely.
He is so gentle, isn't he? Gentle, thoughtful, strong, sexy even. No, not sexy. Not sexy, just... Your legs give in, but his strong arms keep you from falling over. Instead, you're gently glided to your knees. His hands brush over your form, gently touching and pushing, as though he wants to make sure you can keep your own balance in such a position. The new perspective is confusing, but the moment you look up and catch his gaze, the confusion and doubt disappear. He's still there, towering over you. This is just exactly like the daydream you had earlier. Looking up at him from down here, looking up into his eyes. It really does feel like looking up into the sky. It feels safe. Right. What are you doing here, exactly?
I have just what you need. Right here.
The smile on his lips is so wonderful that you can't help but smile back. The most endearing, heartfelt smile you've ever produced.
Look.
He makes a gesture with his hand, and your eyes are instinctively drawn toward the spot. Is that a straw? You feel fingers, his fingers, at the back of your head. Fingers digging into your hair, pushing your face closer to the big pulsating straw in front of you. Pulsating. How is that even possible? You open your mouth to ask him, ask the sweet guy, why the straw of the milkshake looks so odd, so thick and uneven, like fleshy almost. But the moment you part your lips to ask your question, the tip of the straw moves forward and into your mouth. A light splutter is all you can muster in response. Dizzy and confused by the sudden invasion of your mouth, you glance up at him again, looking for some sort of affirmation that everything is all right.
Is something wrong, lovely?
The sensation in your mouth is strangely familiar and yet also somewhat alarming. You find yourself wrestling with these conflicting emotions while your tongue absent-mindedly toys with the tip of the straw. The notion of spitting it out or pushing it away is not even a consideration. If only you could figure out what this all reminds you of. The gentle caress of his hand, it brings you out of your thoughts and back to reality.
You have to suck it gently to get the milkshake out.
Of course you have to suck it. Suck it. Suck it good. Why couldn't you think of this yourself? You move your head forward, sucking the straw deeper into your mouth in the process, deeper and deeper, until it can't go any further. Nothing happens. The straw is empty.
That's a good girl. Now keep sucking.
Why is he calling you that? Of all the things you are, a good girl is certainly not one of them. You're the baddest, coolest, most slutty girl around. If only he knew what you're capable of, what you can do with your body and with your mouth. What is it about your mouth? You start sucking on the straw while you ponder this question. Your tongue swirls around the soft, firm straw inside your mouth, coating it in your saliva. It puzzles you that you can't remember this detail. You know for certain that you're really good at it, whatever it is. You know it's important. Some of your friends even envy your skills, but you can't remember what it is. His fingers run through your hair, caressing your scalp with gentle strokes. It's a wonderful sensation, having him play with your hair while you suck you're sucking a straw for a milkshake. Why, then, does something feel off about this? Why does it feel familiar? You pull away from the straw for a moment to catch your breath and smile up at him. He returns your smile, and you see a hint of something more in his expression. You don't really have time to consider what it is, because you're overwhelmed by a strong desire to resume sucking. And it makes sense. After all, you haven't had anything to drink yet, and your throat is still dry. It's really, really dry.
Maybe it would help if you took it deeper.
Deeper? Yes, the straw should go deeper. Your throat is perfect for coaxing all that sweet milkshake out. You must take it deeper, for his sake. No, wait. Not for his sake. That would be weird, wouldn't it? And yet, as you wrap your lips around the straw once more and force it further down your throat, this is all you can think about, taking the straw deeper for his sake. You were so wicked earlier, made all sorts of nasty plans to put him down and to ridicule him, and here he is, doing everything in his power to sate your thirst, to help you. Such a good boy. His hands are on your head again, keeping it in position, helping you in your quest to take the straw all the way. It's a painful struggle, one you feel like you've faced before, under different circumstances. When at last your mouth and throat are stuffed to the brim, the straw somehow slides back out again, and as it escapes your mouth, it leaves behind a haunting sensation of emptiness. You crave it. It's calling to you, urging you to take it deeper. You know you must. You must take it deeper. Take it deeper for him. But the straw seems to have a will of its own. Even though you force it down your throat, it still slips out again, only to be sucked back in by you. The struggle soon finds a steady rhythm. In deep, out breathe. In deep, out breathe. With every attempt, the straw becomes more and more glistening with spit, and you get more and more desperate.
It's almost ready.
There's an odd tone in his voice, like he's trying to keep his composure in the face of great exhaustion. You suddenly become aware of his breathing. Little gasps and quiet moans escape his lips when you least expect it. What's going on with him? Has he never seen a woman drink from a straw before? Whatever the case, you won't be distracted from your task, draining the milkshake he's prepared for you. In deep. Out breathe. In deeper. In out. In out. Over and over. The thirst in you is so great that you keep pushing yourself forward, doubling your effort with every suck and lick. You need it. You'll take it. Take it deep for him. Is that how it is? Yes. He's a good boy. He deserves it. He demands that you take everything he offers, and so you do. The straw comes to a sudden halt, throbbing greatly inside your mouth. The milkshake finally comes, spurt after spurt, hitting the back of your throat, flooding your mouth. An ecstatic moan rings in your ears while you do what you can to swallow every single drop of the creamy liquid that you worked so hard for. Spilling any of it isn't an option. The stream ends as quickly as it began. The straw starts to shrink inside your mouth, just as the sweet boy loosens his grip on your head. With a knowing smile on his lips, he reaches down to wipe the corner of your mouth with his thumb.
Good, isn't it?
It's true. It's the best milkshake you ever had. You just can't find the right words to describe it to him. Actually, you don't even know how you feel right now. Exhausted. Spent. Happy? Weak? Fulfilled? Well, full at least. Sated and full of tasty. Then it dawns on you. You need more, just a little more. And above you, outside your line of vision, the sweet boy grins as you lean forward and take the straw into your mouth again.